Blog Talk Radio.
Get Kevin Knox off the depth chart. Thought that was funny.
That was a mic check. Oh, man. Tough
BP, would you take a look at Kemba Walker?
Somebody in the chat mentioned that, man. I was wondering that today, too. Like, because the Thunder have so many guards on their roster right now. They have Giddey. They have SGA. They got Kemba. They have Maledon. I think I'm forgetting like one or two more. They have so many guards in their roster.
Terrence Mann.
Trey Mann. It's Trey Mann, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Trey Mann.
Yeah, Trey Mann, who they
I was trying to get you to say Terrence.
Yeah, but I've been getting those two confused for weeks now. They got Trey Mann, who they stole from the Knicks. How much does Kemba have left on his contract? Is 2 years left?
One, no.
He got the bag. He got the bag during the KD free agency, which was 2 years ago. So he might have two more left.
He's got two more years.
Yeah,
left.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you know, can the Knicks, you know, get an asset there for taking on Kemba's contract?
That's the only way you would take on that Kemba Walker contract. You got to get. Yeah. And they got enough draft capital to move. So
yeah, and they got enough. How much is he getting? About 30 something.
He's getting 36 this season. And he's getting 37 next season.
Yeah, see, the Knicks are not going to compromise 2022 with $36 million on the books for Kemba Walker, bro.
If I seen this correctly, then that 2022-23 contract is a player option, right? Am I seeing that correctly?
Yeah, which he will not decline.
So pretty much 2 years. You're right.
That's the thing. Like the Knicks aren't taking on that type of salary from him.
How about Devontae Graham?
You know, I liken Graham to a better playmaking quickly right now. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a cheap option for sure. You know, the three or nothing type of deal, I don't like a shot selection. Yeah. I'd rather go get Rozier, to be honest with you, than Graham.
Yeah.
I'd rather go get Rozier than Graham.
Yeah. And that's my issue with Graham is that, you know, he's decent from three. The in-between game is just too shaky. He's a solid playmaker.
Yeah.
But you're asking for, you know, if you're asking for Lonzo, if you're hoping for Lonzo Ball to continue to improve and even drive to the basket, sure, Devontae Graham drives to the basket and be a playmaker, but you're asking for his overall game as a point guard to really just step up. So the good thing is that you could possibly get him on a cheap deal, but Charlotte just gave him the offer, so he's an RFA. So I don't know how far they want to take with him. They do have LaMelo Ball. I don't know, though.
And Rozier. Yeah.
And Rozier.
Let me shout out Super Chats. Parrish Duggar sends a Super Chat. He says, two big free agents should be Lowry or Dinwiddie and Fournier on the cheap. Definitely Melo to help the youth and Howard Sexton if a trade. Shout out Parrish Duggar. Dre Blanco says, I would like the Knicks to trade for Mo Bamba. All right.
I don't think they moving Mo, man.
Yeah.
You see Jamal Mosley looks like he's excited to have Mo Bamba, man. I don't know if they're moving him.
Yeah. And Dre says, trade Obi and Knox for Mo Bamba and Gary Harris. What you think?
I don't think they're moving
trade
him.
Obi for Mo Bamba?
Yeah.
Gary
That's
Harris?
Not the movie.
I'm good.
That's not the movie.
I wouldn't
right.
do that.
Right. Gary Harris, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I know, right? Yeah, he was one of my favorite players. Yeah, he's not there no more, man.
I'm not trading Obi unless I'm getting someone that's starting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to trade a lottery pick just because – he's not in the perfect situation and just give him away. I'm not doing that to bring someone just to contribute off the bench. You might as well go a different route. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not giving away Obi for nothing or for like another project. It would have to be in a bigger deal.
For sure. And Obi still has an intrigue too, as like we haven't seen enough of him to know what he truly can be. So there's still that value that you could put into a trade saying, oh, we're giving you Obi Toppin and we can get, you know, someone like Colin Sexton. You're like, okay, I can keep Colin Sexton. He can grow with this team. He gives me that, you know, 17 drives to the game. He's a 24-point scorer. I could do that. Or if you're throwing him for, like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, another player that you could say, hey, we're going to keep this guy for a long-term deal. He solves a big issue for us. We know we got Julius Randle here, so Obi's not going to get that type of burn. Fine. But to say Gary Harris and Mo Bamba, like, are we moving off on Mitch? Because I'm not going to have Mo Bamba as my backup.
He's coming
in here to replace Mitch and to be the starter. So,
right. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, the call number is 657-383-1509. Call us up. Let's go to Ari. He was in hand first. Ari, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
What's good, bro? How you feeling, bro?
Yo, what's going on, Ari?
I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm good. Listen, I mean, I think, you know, everything you guys said made a lot of sense. You know, I'm kind of with you. Right now, my biggest concern is Derrick Rose, because I think, you know, just because we don't want him to be our starter, I still think we undervalue how important he was to our team last year. Like, if we don't bring Rose back, we're really screwed, man, because he was the only guy who showed up in the playoffs. He's the only one who could, like, beat his man off the dribble. And, like, if he's gone, then you really can't, like, you really have to bring in a point, like, a real point guard. Like, I like Evan Fournier on a one-on-one deal. Like, basically what I would do, honestly, just to keep it simple, is that all those targets you guys showed on, whoever's willing to accept the one-on-one balloon deals is the guy you go with, man. Like, mm-hmm. Ideally, I like Fournier because he could handle the ball. He could play a little point guard. He could play make, right? You know, with regards to the Knicks on the team, you know, if Derrick Rose is not going to be on this team, I feel like you have to bring back Alec Burks for the shot creation because, you know, we have no shot creators on this team. And if Rose is not going to be on this team, I would bring back Burks. You know, and I would just, you know, the real reason for the call is, like, you know, the goals for this free agency is not to, like, win a championship. Like, the goal for this free agency is to just be as good or a little bit better than we were last year.
Yeah.
Keep building the culture. So we keep building the culture. So free agents want to come here. Like, I think we need to, like, I don't like this whole, like, Tibbs is not going to invest in player development or start a rookie or, you know, let IQ shoot more than 5 shots a game. Like, I don't think what's good for Tibbs is necessarily what's good for the team. I think it's too early for us to make a win now move and really try to sign big guys and try to win now. We don't have enough, man. The Nets are stacked. The Lakers are stacked. Feels like, you know, these teams are stacked. We're not ready yet. I just think we should do the one-on-one cheap deals, like CP said, right? Overpay for a guy, try to improve, do what they did last year. Cheap one-on-one deal improvements. None of these guys, Burks, Bullock, none of these guys were on our radar last year, but they were nice, cheap upgrading signings, and they overachieved. I think we should do the exact same thing, right? Let the rookies play, invest more in player development, and then, you know, next year when there's more free agents, then make the real run. That's what I would do. And just one last thing. I know it's not official yet, but when Frank is gone, can we please just not talk about him anymore? Like, can we just not talk about him ever again?
He almost made it.
The Hive, he almost stop made it. And let's just never talk about him ever again. All right? That's my only request. Never again if he's gone.
Oh,
all right?
Man.
So thank you for the call.
Ari, the card-carrying member of the Frank haters.
Yeah. I'll say this. If he plays well in another team, he will be talked about again.
Yeah. Watch him go to the Lakers and win a chip. He's going to Bobby Portis route. Yeah, I know it's going to happen. He's going to L.A., he's going to Brooklyn, and he's going to win a chip. It's going to happen. Just book it.
And then the team is going to use them in a row.
Yep.
He's going to excel in that row.
Yeah,
and, and then if we're struggling, then everybody's going to make fun of us.
Yeah.
And the whole, you're ready.
That's his destiny,
the protocol.
Hey, Frank's next path is a ring. Trust me. Ice Water, what's going on, Ice Water?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Jim, bro, what's
going on? Yeah, listen, let me just start off by saying, you know, if Frank Ntilikina needs anybody to help him pack, call me. Right. You know, I'm not into helping dudes with their, you know, packing and stuff like that. But Frank, I would help that dude pack. I'd take his love, whatever he got to do to get the hell out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I'd help him with that. I am so glad. Thursday after the draft, I was all depressed and everything. Man, I'm so happy that I don't have to talk about Frank Ntilikina anymore. Oh, my God. You don't
Frank
understand, man.
They're coming out, CP.
Oh, my God, man. Yo, oh, happy day, man. Let me tell you. Anyway, right? Let me calm down because I'm so happy. I really want to do the Sexton trade. I think getting Sexton would be the ideal move. I think Sexton is really underrated. I think you know, there's a lot of haters on him because he's playing with Cleveland. I don't think you really see his full potential because he's playing with the Cavs. I would like I think we, if we're going to make a trade, I would like to get Sexton. And, I, you know, I wasn't thinking about it until one of the moderators said something. But the Cam Reddish deal does make sense to me. I do like that, especially if Atlanta only wants a pick. Yeah. You know, I would do the Cam Reddish. So Cam Reddish and Sexton, I would definitely do that.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Ice. Ice, right. Appreciate it, bro.
Thanks.
Ice, a card-carrying member of the Frank Haters. Happy as hell right now, man.
All the callers are the Frank Haters, and then the chat is all the Frank Highs.
Oh, yeah, Frank. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, it was the war that kept on going on, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was a never-ending beef, man. Shorter's
coming. Just be patient.
Yeah, man. All right, we'll take
Take
a couple more calls for Truth from Arkansas. Truth, what's going on, man? Truth, are you able to hear us?
Hey,
what's
up with y'all, man?
What happened on the Discord, bro? You couldn't hear us?
Man, I don't know. Discord hating on me, bro.
Oh, man, bro. What's good, bro?
Yeah, Discord hating on me. Hey, yo, check it out, man. Shout out CP, man. I see my boy CK run the intro. You hear?
Yeah.
Got my boy Lightyear, Alex. You know, JD, man. Hey, y'all ain't saying nothing wrong all night, really, man. It's been all different, perspectives or whatever, but everybody really, you know, got good ideas of what we need to do or where we're going for the future or whatever. So, but a whole gist of what I'm saying is I think we should pay Lonzo, go and get Lonzo the money so we can come back full pack. We ain't got to trade no pieces or nothing like that. And then even if we had to deal with the Noel thing, D-Halva don't sound too bad because he brings some of the same stuff on the defensive end, probably a little more on offense. And then on another note, I want to see Melo win that ring, so he might want to go to the Lakers or something. But that's my favorite player, just like everybody else. So, but I want, hey, I'm mad my boy Frank gone, man. They hating on Frank, but man, Frank, you know.
We got one.
All right. Frank was a dog. Frank was a dog, man. His own regard.
He was a dog.
Oh, man, already true. Appreciate the call, bro.
Already.
All right, man. All right, so we got one. We got one for the Frank Hive.
There you go. Never going to go away, CP.
Yeah.
Never going to go away.
Truth, repping the Frank Hive all the way in Arkansas. Okay. All right, let's go, man. Couple more. Let's go to Hassan from Brooklyn. Hassan, who's your free agent picks, man?
What's good? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How you doing, bro?
I love the podcast. You know, I ain't going to hold you. I joined the podcast like probably like 6 months ago. Watching y'all.
Okay.
And everything. Y'all doing a good job.
Appreciate it, man.
My pick, definitely. My pick so far that I'm looking forward to. Well, sorry, my free agents that I'm looking forward to. Is Lonzo. Lonzo, like obviously, you know, he's young. I understand that. You know, you're saying that. You know, Chicago, that's one of the front runners of him getting signed there. I don't know if they're trying to do a sign and trade, but he said that. Yes, I remember y'all said that. That he's not trying to go with New Orleans any matches that they're trying to do. Am I correct?
Yeah, according to Ian Begley, it doesn't seem like the Pelicans are going to match any deal for Lonzo.
Okay. Yeah, and the Duncan Robinson, I heard that. The Duncan Robinson mentioned. That was an honorable mention because, you know, when I was watching the Lakers and the Miami Heat finals. That dude was so annoying, bro. I was getting, and I'm a big LeBron fan. So anytime I saw him, like he was, you know, he reminded me of like a Ray Allen. Like, he was always like he scrambles off the wall when he's on the
Celtics. Yeah, he's scrappy, man. He's a scrapper, a knockdown shooter, bro.
Yeah, definitely. So is Lonzo for long term? Obviously, because you know, again, like I said, you know, you gotta be looking forward to the future so far as rebuilding like the whole franchise and like team and everything. So I was looking forward for him to be the starter. Duncan Robinson, if you could get him so far as probably a trade or if you could get him signing. Keith D. Rose, definitely. Because I'll be honest with you, I feel like if they would have never put Frank, you know, I almost threw like my phone at the TV when they subbed Frank in. And they took out D Rose, and D Rose had I forgot who he was guarding, who shot the, oh, I think it was Trey. and Trae Young. That shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo, bro, I was so frustrated, bro. I was at work, and I saw this. You know, I was at work, bro, and I saw that. I was like, yo, how, why did he take him out? But, like, you know, TD Rose for, long, for like, you know, for 6 men at least, or 7 men coming off the bench. And, I'm not too sure like, if any of the positions they could possibly get. Because, like, I'm not – I was thinking about getting Kawhi. Like, cause he just declined his player option, right?
Yeah, he did, but it's speculated that he's just gonna re-up on a 1+1 with the Clippers. But I mean, you never know with Kawhi. But yeah,
because he's injury prone. You feel me? Honestly, because like, I can't look for if he's just see what happened to the Clippers and like his whole history of playing. So that's his me personally.
Yeah. Okay.
And Holmes, I saw you guys was talking about that too. And possibly I forget the Holmes, if anything.
Yeah.
But those are the mentions that those are the free agents that I'm looking forward to signing with the Knicks.
All right, appreciate the call, man. Great. Appreciate the call, son. And any mention Robinson? Somebody in chat said who's going to set up Robinson? Well, you could use Robinson the same way you've been using Bullock. Where he's going to knock down way more threes for you. You
yep.
know what I'm saying?
You're going to find his spots, man. Yep.
The same way Julius and Bullock were cooking last year, bro. You could use Robinson in that same spot.
And Robinson has a better ability to mm-hmm. shoot contested threes
That's
than
right.
Bullock.
That's
Bullock,
right.
you pressure him and he's getting stuck. He's passing the ball. So.
That's a fact.
Big fact.
That's
Big
a fact.
Fact.
He's a great contested shot shooter. So mm-hmm. you're going to get way more volume there and way more makes. Same way using Bullock, you can use Robinson in that way. All right, we're going to go. Let's go rapid fire with these calls, man. Give us your free agency picks. And are you part of the Frank High, Frank Haters? What do you feel about it? keep it real quick. I see a lot of people on the line, and we want to wrap up shortly. Just give us your picks. Frank High, Frank Haters. Muhammad from Yonkers. Start with you, bro.
Oh, how's it going, man? How's it going?
Let's go, bro.
Pretty good. Appreciate you having me on. You know, I like the platform you built, you know, it's, you know, like Rome, you know.
Thank you, man. Thanks a lot, bro.
Word. Yeah, about free agency, like, so
yeah.
I feel like the Knicks could go a couple of ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They could go the route of, say, Alonzo Ball,
mm-hmm.
you know, where he still has, you know, room to develop, you know, like his off the dribble shot, you know, and pick and rolls. He's a great playmaker already. But is he going to help us win the championship? And if we invest years into players like him, Norman Powell, who are great role players, but, you know, looking at free agency, like in 2023, you know, guys like Kyrie, I think Steph, you know, they're unrestricted free agents where those guys, you know, they're difference makers, you know, like if we get one of those guys, you know, whereas if we get, say, Lonzo or, you know.
That rapid fire.
Yeah, my bad. You know, I'm dragging on. You know,
he said this isn't so rapid.
This ain't so rapid, man. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's your first time, Muhammad. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, but yeah, I feel like the Knicks they have to get players that are gonna help us win championships. Like, because if we invest money into like, you know, good role players, then you know it might be, you know, a negative for our team. You know.
Okay.
Appreciate
the call, man. Appreciate the call. We're just going to run through it, man. Rapid fire with your picks, man. Give me your free agency picks. Frank High, Frank Hader. Let's go. Will from Connecticut. Let's go.
Yo, what's up, boys? So
what's
I got
good?
5 free agents, right?
All right.
So I was first one, guard, bring back Tim Hardaway Jr.
Okay.
Second, I saw Andre Iguodala. He got his contract got turned down. Try to bring
mm-hmm.
in some veteran mental toughness. And then
mm-hmm.
the third, I've seen reports that J.J. Redick would want to come back or
mm-hmm.
would want to come to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the two bigs, take a flyer on Lauri Markkanen. And then just for some fun offensive center, bring back Enes Kanter on a 1 or 2 year deal.
Man. All right. I think out of those, I bring back none of them. Appreciate the call, man.
I do not want a season 3 of the Tim Hardaway Jr. show.
Nah,
that was a rapid answer.
No, only because I think Timmy's staying with the Mavs. He had an excellent year. Best year of his career. He had a great year. I'm happy for him. I just don't think he's a realistic option.
There's no way he'd come back to the Knicks
for a third time. His father's not.
Come on,
Tim Sr. is not having that, bro. He'll make Timmy go somewhere for the vet minimum before he makes him drag his ass back to Madison Square Garden. No way.
I would love to see Canner be the quarterback of the defense in Tom Thibodeau.
No. My man Will set us up for the tank. He set us up for the tank. Well, we're trying to go forward, man. J.J. Redick is washed, but thanks for the call, Will. All right, D, rapid fire, D, let's go. Who are your free agent picks? Nope, D going once. D going twice.
Yeah, no, I'm here. All right,
there you go.
Yeah, I think we talked about it before. I think a sleeper that, you know, it all depends on which way we go. Mm-hmm. They're talking about the point guards, you know, Sexton, Lonzo, or Lowry. Each one, you know, has their pros and cons. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that, like, the only thing that I think that Lonzo has on the other two is the fact that I think that he would handle the media in New York better than the other two, just because of all the madness his dad already put him through.
Mm-hmm.
But, if they go the cheap route, I think, like I said, we touched on this before, I think they should bring in Cameron Payne and try to get that boy from Sacramento, Rashawn Holmes.
Mm. Okay.
You know, I think Holmes would be good for us. And I know we have Mitch and like Boogie says, Tarzan, but, you know, I think Rashawn Holmes would be good.
Okay. Appreciate the call, man. So he's going Rashawn Holmes. All right, Jeff from Maryland, what's good? Rapid fire. Who do you want to bring back? Who are your free agent targets?
What's up, guys? My main people, I think we run it back. We go get Rose again. We get Burks again. Short-term deals, hopefully. We get a better starting point guard, you know. Alfred Payton's available, so we could always do that. There's a lot of good players. I think we could actually sign down and make our team better. I think Lonzo would be a great addition.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the idea of Duncan Robinson on this team for replacing Reggie Bullock. I think that would be probably one of the better signings. Thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate the call, man. Talk to you tomorrow, man. All right, let's go Josh from New York. Go ahead, man. Rapid fire. Who's your picks?
What's up, boss? How y'all doing? I think we should do some deals on buyouts. I feel like we're just skipping over the buyouts. I see if I know OKC wanted to maybe get out Kemba Walker. If they buy him out, we can also look at Eric Bledsoe if he gets bought out. With the Franco thing, I think Frank goes to Milwaukee. Maybe wins a chip with Giannis. I think that would be a great fit for him. I say for centerpieces, Dwight Howard would definitely be a great signing. I say if we do something, if we want to get rid of Knox, maybe put that together with a second rounder, get Mason Plumlee. You know, I think that's a great cheap option for a year or two.
Okay.
John Wall is another buyout that we can look at into. That sounds like a good deal as well. But with signees, I would only try to put money into Evan Fournier on a good deal because I feel like he would fit the system. But I think one last thing, too, I think maybe a Buddy Hield trade if we offer something and, you know, we get the right deal for him, I feel we can pull the plug on that, too. But,
all right. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call.
I appreciate it, man.
Hey, Alfred Payton?
Bro, that's why I glossed
on.
Yeah,
am I bugging?
No, you were not bugging.
Did the last caller say he wanted to bring
the
that
The second
Payton,
last caller said Payton is available.
If Payton is, he's going to be very available, but not for us.
I think
not
he was trying to cross us up, and he got us, man. He got
yeah.
us.
Yeah, I'm like,
he
wait.
Flipped that in.
Everybody fell for the okie doke. I glossed over that one, man.
Wow.
My man said, bring back Elf, man.
Yeah, well, right over my head.
Whoa. All right, a couple more before we go. Rapid fire, people. Definitely enjoy talking to people. Rapid fire. We got another show tomorrow at 6 o'clock, man. You can call in and elaborate on everything you want to elaborate on. Rapid fire. All right, here we go. We're going to go with Jamie from the Bronx, man. Who are you bringing back? Who do you want to bring in?
Yeah, I just want to say shout out to all you guys. Good looking
Let's
being
go.
Out there. Nick,
yes, sir.
Nick Diehard fan right here. You know what I'm
Let's
saying?
Get it. Let's get it.
I'm not bringing back Peyton. He didn't show up. I don't want anyone that gets hurt. We shouldn't be bringing back non-doable players. I'm tired of paying guys that are hurt or a shell of what they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to pick an older dude, I'm going to pick Melo come back because he's from New York, and you could bring Dame Leonard with him and no one else. Let's bring the rookies up and let's see what we got. If you're not going to bring them, then bring Lonzo. If you're not going to bring Lonzo, then bring Kyrie. Otherwise, let's just rock with what we have, do another year, and then that big free agent next year.
Okay. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. Jason from Buffalo, man. We're going to go two more. Jason from Buffalo. What's going on?
Yo, what's up, my guys? How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Yo, what's up? I'm not going to take up too much time, man. I just want to say I think the New York Knicks should definitely sign Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball should be signed. I mean, we need a young point guard. A point guard has always been our issue. We've been looking for a point guard since Walt Frazier. So point guard should definitely be something we need. We need Duncan Robinson to space the floor, be a three-point shooter, bring back Derrick Rose, and let's play ball. I mean, we need a young guy. We need to go young. Kyle Lowry's too old now. We need young guys on this team.
Let's go. Jason, that's rapid fire, man. Let's go. Just spit it. Last guy was talking about Kyrie.
We just gonna let that go.
Are they trolling right now?
Yo, we gotta screen these callers, man. What's going on tonight, man?
Are they trolling right now, Dave?
Yo, we giving a ball. Kyrie. They talking about Kyrie.
Listen, man, we welcome all callers, but I mean.
Somebody said the calls have been as rapid as Tom Thibodeau's offense.
It's been as rapid as the pace of play by the Knicks. Oh, man. All right.
I was about to explode. I'm like, what?
Oh, man. All right. Tom from Huntington, you up next, man. Rapid fire. Right. Who do you mean bring back and who are your free agent picks?
All right. First, sign Lonzo. Trade for Colin Sexton. Try to get Kelly Olynyk. And as far as Frank goes, I would take him to the airport, but he'd probably pull a hamstring on my way to pick him up. Thanks for the call. Love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Tom from Huntington. That's what I'm talking about. Rapid fire, baby. Rapid fire.
He was the only one to remember the Frank. If you're a Frank.
Right.
Frank Hader.
Yeah, he was the only one. And doing some bars at the Ed, man. I like that. No disrespect to Frank, man. I like Frank. He's a good kid, man. You know, it's just the whole Frank High versus Frank Haters beef. It's nothing personal with Frank, man. And he's doing some realistic joints. You know, he wanted to sign Lonzo. I don't know if they would trade for Lonzo and trade for Sexton and do Lonzo at the same time. But Olynyk.
I think that'd be a really good pairing. If people are worried about Lonzo not being able to drive, you got Colin Sexton who does that. If you need someone to just help connect. You know, do what they say out in Sacramento for Halliburton.
Right.
Wants to fill that role. And then you have Colin Sexton who can just score, get you buckets, do all those other things. They kind of offset each other. So that'd be a nice pairing.
Yeah. All right, man. Angel from Philly. Rapid fire, bro. Who are you bringing back? Who do you want? Rapid fire, Angel. Let's go.
All right, cool. So I'm bringing back Burks. I'm bringing back Rose as well. I'm a Frank Heater. You know, what's his name? Like they said, that's my rookie. He is French, too. He is garbage. He has to get out of here. I don't want to see him no more. Frank, you got to go. Now, as far as free agency, go get Lonzo, man. That boy got, you know, IQ, and he's a great player. And I like Gary Trent Jr. Now, if it's trades, you know, I like Duncan Robinson, and I would look into Buddy Hield as well and maybe a T.J. Warren. And that's just what I think, bro. But no more Frank, man. Please, I'm just done with it.
All right, man. Talk to you tomorrow, man. Appreciate it. All right, we're gonna close the show with Papa Left. Papa Left, man.
All right, we're bringing back Theo on the 10-year, $10 million CK contract. We're doing Taj. We're bringing back Derrick Rose.
Okay.
We're going to Alec Burks first, giving him priority, asking him, "Do you want to do the 1-on-1 again? If not, we give more money to Evan Fournier." I can't believe CP you suggested Schroeder and Fournier as our offseason like you're Alonzo Harris at the end of the training day in the streets. It was incredible.
Schroeder would never be a suggestion. I predict just looking at it.
But as far as point guard goes, we gotta get creative. We gotta figure out a way to make a trade for one of these three guys, Colin Sexton, DeJounte Murray, or Malcolm Brogdon. Gotta get a young guy in here that can push the pace. And be a potential piece for Damian Lillard next year. So that would be my guys.
Papa Left, man. Talk to you tomorrow, bro. Appreciate that. Yep. Rapid fire, man. Rapid fire, people. That's what we're saying. Rapid fire. It was a long show, but it was a great show, though. It was definitely a great show. Let me shout out the super chat. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Bro, fellas, we still got 2,100 live viewers rocking with us right now. It's 11:30 on the East Coast right now. 30 cities in the chat. Where's everybody checking in from? 30 cities or your flag if you're repping a certain country. Throw those in the chat right now as we sign out. We'll salute you guys. Great show, great calls as usual. Let me shout out the super chats that have come in. Javier Montalvo says, OMG Kendrick Nunn is the point guard answer, especially with Lowry coming into Miami. I think that does make Kendrick Nunn expendable, fellas. What do we think about a Kendrick Nunn acquisition?
Be okay.
I mean,
we'll see where he's at day four.
Miami Heat player. I don't know. Kendrick Nunn. I think of Jalen Brunson too, like those type of players. Campaign. Solid backups. That's how I see it.
I like Nunn as a backup too. He's scrapper, you know, good defender. Can knock down a three here and there. Sometimes he can get going, you know. I don't mind him, but I look at him more as a backup. To be honest, I don't see him as a starting point guard option for us. But you know, he's not a bad player by any stretch. He's just a role player for me.
We got to get some top talent. I'm done with these backup options. Like I want to get some solutions here.
Yep. And that's why we go right after Kyrie Irving tomorrow. It's gonna be good. We got it.
Hassan, appreciate the call. Hassan sent the super chat. Dre Blanco, appreciate it. I got all those. Let me get to the ones that came in earlier. So Lloyd Barker Rock Jr. says, CP, Vanilla CP, CK2K, and the light-skinned brother. I guess you talk about JD. I hope everyone is good. I'm loving how the Knicks front office is operating. No panic. Let's go. Alan Berman.
What did he say?
No, he didn't know your name, so he called you the light-skinned brother.
The light-skinned brother,
Alan Berman, he says, salute. Something tells me this is another year of 1 year. Or poison pill deals with eyes on trades. Lillard and Beal are real targets. I don't think we spend unless it's for something that wins a back page. Robert Parrish, thanks for super chat. He says, without Burks, Rose, and less Taj, Rooks and free agents going to play big minutes. Junior Caroma says, salute, guys. Knicks got to keep Burks. He's instant offense off the bench. Why get rid of the guy who has the ability to close games out? I like Burks, man. Like I said, he's very erratic, but he fits the Knicks in that way. Gail Barry, thanks for the super chat as well. All right, that concludes the show, man. Let me get my outro music here going. Great show, fellas, as usual. And we'll be back at it tomorrow, 6 p.m. I'll be on SNY with Ian Begley and Ashley. Ashley's back, Ashley Cole Moss. That's at 12 o'clock on SNY's YouTube channel, so make sure you guys tune in for that. And then 6 o'clock, we back at it, man. Live reactions to everything that goes down on the first day of free agency. See what happens. You know, the fans have weighed in. Not so rapid fire, but still, you know, made an effort. We appreciate that. Yeah, and we'll see what the Knicks do, man. CK, go ahead and sign out, man. Let the people know where they can find you, bro.
I'm going to give my sign out real quick. Lonzo Ball, please, if you're going to let me down, just let me down easy. All right, my guy? I'm praying. I'm going until the contract is signed, but let me down easy, my guy. But you know what it is. You can find me everywhere at CK2K. I can't wait for the show tomorrow. Make sure you guys are back here for the show tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Right on the deadline. I'm scared.
Yes, sir. Tratacasta, what are you thinking, man?
Yo, salute to Knicks Nation, first and foremost. Salute to all the mods. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. You know, I think it's going to be a little slow to start off, but I'm looking forward to see what direction the Knicks go, whether it's going to be the slow, patient approach. Maybe they'll go a little further out towards the trade deadline and just, you know, do some one-on-one deals. Hopefully that's what they do, bring most of these guys back, like Burks and Bullock. But, yeah, you can catch me over at KnicksFanTV.com. Find all the pieces out there. We're doing a lot of good work over there. You can find me over at Hoops Habit and check out the podcast, Knicks, Jets, etc. All right?
Yes, sir. JD?
First, want to say salute to the chat. Thank you, guys. This was, to me, an amazing show. It was an entertaining show, and you guys were a big part of that, so salute. And, you know, tomorrow, as soon as 6 o'clock hits, I'm going to be checking Twitter to see who's going to be trending more. Is it going to be CK2K or Lonzo Ball? because when Lonzo signs with the Bulls,
yeah,
we don't know
to
who's going
to
get
man.
More mentions. So I'll be looking
him,
forward to that.
Absolutely, man. And let them know your handles. Let them know where they can find you.
JD Space Sports Talk on YouTube, on Twitter, JD Sports Talk NY. And let's get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
And yeah, we got life for it for CK. Don't worry.
Yeah,
it's
man.
All good, everyone.
Yeah, yeah. We got to check in on CK. And once again, salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, great show. We had over 2,000 people all night. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Knicks Fan TV is creeping up on 40,000 subscribers. Let's go, man. Hit that subscribe button right now, right on your bottom right. My hands are inverted right there, right there. Oh, right there. I don't know, whatever. Hit that subscribe button on your bottom right. And hit the notification bell. Make sure you know that when we go live for all the content that we post. Remember, the show is also available in audio podcast format, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the major ones on the Knicks Fan TV. Also, remember that the show is presented by Manscaped, fellas. Go to manscaped.com and a promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. Go get the new Lawnmower 4.0. It's a great deal. And take a look at some of their package deals as well. And, yeah, man, salute to everybody from all over the world checking in, man. We had a great show. Salute to Morocco Joe checking in from Marrakesh, Morocco. Mosin Saber checking in from L.I. Everybody from Long Island, we appreciate you. Let's see who else we got. San Antonio here. We see London. People up in London. There at 4 a.m. in London. Bangkok, Thailand. King Wong, what's going on? I see everybody from DR. I see a lot of Puerto Rican flags, Dominican flags, Philippines. Salute to everybody from out there, man. Long Island, like I said. Nas Sharif, Brick City, what's going on? Ryan Cove checking in from Connecticut. Crown Heights, BK, what's going on? I was just out there last night. No, I was in Bedside last night. Everybody in JA, big up yourself. Cocolo TV and Brian, what's good? Sham, how you feeling? All right, fellas, we out of here, man. See you guys tomorrow night. 6 p.m. Night. Eastern. You know where we at. Knicks Fan TV. We out of here. Peace. I ain't. Hold on. Good show.